Tracking a cold front that's going to bring windy conditions ahead of it today, and then a line of heavy rain and strong winds this evening. I'll show you what to expect where you are.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRL Breaking News Tracker in Durham, where police are investigating a shooting here at this home on Elizabeth Street. Coming up, what we know about the injuries to the two men who were shot.
Former President Donald Trump and President Biden are celebrating wins this morning after Michigan's primary election. We'll explain why the 80% win for Biden isn't all positive for his campaign. A lot going on both sides there. A lot going on our Wednesday in general. We're here to tell you about it. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us on this WREL Weather Alert Day. Elizabeth's been saying all morning long we're expecting that rain. A lot of wind today as well. She joins us now from the WREL Severe Weather Center with what we can expect and the wind gusts we can expect later.
Winds gusting to 45 miles per hour in our eastern counties where we have a wind advisory. But even our western counties today, we'll see some strong gusty winds. And then starting around 5 to 6 o'clock, we'll see a line of heavy rain and a few embedded thunderstorms, some windy conditions rolling across our viewing area. We'll walk through the timeline for that. But let's start with our wind advisory. At 10 o'clock, our eastern counties go under that advisory where this afternoon we could see winds up to 45 miles per hour in terms of gusts. And then our western counties, gusts up to around 35 miles per hour. It's already been a bit breezy out there. The wind gusts are on the right sides. We're gusting to almost 30 in Southern Pines and Rocky Mount, gusting to 25 in the Triangle, 28 in Fayetteville. So it's becoming on the windy side out there. All the winds are coming out of the south, and that means a warm day for today. We had a few isolated showers earlier. All that rain has pushed on up into Virginia. Futurecast is showing the chance of a sprinkle or an isolated shower at some point this morning, but mainly up near the Virginia line. This is a new run of the computer model that just came in, but the timing is pretty similar. We start to see this line forming up back just to our west at 5 o'clock. We'll pause it there at around 6 o'clock or so. It's going to be a fast-moving line of rain from South Hill through Raleigh and Southern Pines at around 6 o'clock, and then by 7:30, Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, Clinton, by 8-9 o'clock, it's moving on out. The very back line of the cloud cover moves through after midnight, and behind it we clear but turn much colder. We take a live look at Durham right now. It is gray. I mean, it looks cold out there, but it isn't. It's windy. A southwest wind at 18, gusting to 25, but our temperature is sitting at 63 right now, looking at mainly low to mid-60s across the entire area and into the mid-70s for highs this afternoon. But a big push of cold air comes in behind the system. I'll show you how chilly it will be coming up. Brian?
It is 8:02, almost 8:03 right now. We're watching some delays building on the northbound side of 885, where it turns into 147 northbound, heading into downtown Durham. Just a little bit of a backup forming there, working to find out if there might be a crash leading to that. This is on 147 northbound, heading toward Briggs Avenue. So stay with us. We'll have an update coming up in just a few minutes. Also watching delays coming in from Fuquay toward Garner on 401 northbound. There's a crash reported there on that northbound side of 401 right around Pine Winds Drive. And you can see those heavy delays begin well before you get to Old Stage Road, between 1010 Road and Old Stage Road. Right now we're measuring a 17-minute delay coming in from Fuquay Varina up toward Garner. You might consider using Lake Wheeler Road as a good alternate route this morning. On the northern side of Rollsville, still have this crash reported at 401 at Highway 96 or Zebulon Road. Heavy delays on the westbound or northbound side of 96, leaving Zebulon, heading back toward Rollsville, approaching that 401 interchange. All new in Holly Springs, a report of a crash on the 55 bypass at New Hill Road and Holly Springs Road. Some delays showing up in both directions at the bypass this morning. And on the southeast side of Raleigh, we have a crash still getting cleared from the intersection of Rock Quarry Road near Sanderford Road. Remember, if you're heading out right now, you can listen to this live newscast on the radio 24/7 at 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham. I'll have another traffic update coming up in just a few minutes.
Thank you, Brian. Breaking news this morning. Two men are seriously hurt after an early morning shooting in Durham. Now police are looking to make an arrest. It happened on North Elizabeth Street, and that's where we find WREL's Brett Neese and the Breaking News Tracker as police investigated for hours.
This is now a several hours long investigation here at the scene. It all happened just after midnight at that home behind me on Elizabeth Street, and police have been here ever since. Since about 5:30, forensics units have been here collecting evidence. This is video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker showing you what the scene looked like shortly after the shooting took place. There were a few evidence markers that were picked up across the street, and investigators have been in and out of the home. So it's not clear whether or not the shooting happened outside or inside. We're working to clear up that part of the story. Police tell us the two men that were shot here have serious injuries, but they are expected to recover. I'm also asking whether or not police know of any suspects. In Durham, Brittany, WRL News.
And more developing news we've been following while you were sleeping. Raleigh police announced an arrest in a deadly weekend shooting on Rock Quarry Road. Just before 1:30 this morning, police announced the arrest of 29-year-old Montravius Montgomery. He's charged with murder and possession of a firearm by a felon. Police say the victim is 28-year-old Stephen Jones. He walked into the Dollar General on Rock Quarry Road just after 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon with a gunshot wound. He was taken to a hospital with serious injuries and died later.
A police standoff had blocked a neighborhood for hours, ended around 12:30 this morning. Police in Fayetteville say two people were arrested. Officers blocked off Prevost Drive near Cumberland Road for more than 8 hours. The standoff started when a man wanted for a string of robberies barricaded himself inside a home. A woman was also inside that home, and negotiators spent hours trying to get the people to come out of the house. Police say both people were arrested and taken to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center to be evaluated.
Students and staff at St. Augustine's University are wondering what is next now that the school has lost its accreditation. The school learned yesterday its appeal of the decision to strip its accreditation has been denied. That means the university stands to lose federal funding, and 84% of students who will use that federal funding will lose that aid. The Southern Association of Colleges and Schools cited issues with the school's governing board and finances. The university plans to appeal to a higher authority.
Former President Donald Trump is celebrating another big win after the Michigan primaries, while President Joe Biden's victory met some opposition from Arab American voters. Trump beat challenger Nikki Haley by more than 40 percentage points. The state's Republican Party chair referred to Trump as the presumptive nominee and said he also relayed that message to Haley. Meanwhile, Biden earned just over 80% of the vote in the Democratic primary. About 13% of voters chose uncommitted on the ballot. That was as part of a grassroots effort to cast protest votes over Biden's handling of the war in Gaza.
Today, the largest school district in the state is evaluating how it disciplines its students. Wake County school leaders will be taking a look at incidents where students are restrained or secluded. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from Wake School's headquarters in Cary. The school system, Laura, has been sued in the past over these very types of situations.
It has, Jeff. So today, the Student Achievement Committee, they're going to meet here with school leaders to take a closer look at the incidents around restraints and secluding students. As we looked at that presentation, I can tell you there's been 864 incidents involving 240 students. Now, Wake, as you have mentioned, has been sued over how it secludes students in the past and has been ordered to report the incidents accurately. In August, the school district was ordered to pay $450,000 and to make some changes after a disabled child was placed in a closet for more than 20 times. This is the first time since that lawsuit that the school board will be discussing this in an open session. Under state law, students are allowed to be restrained or secluded to prevent injury, fighting, or property destruction only as a last resort. Schools cannot use restraint or seclusion merely as a disciplinary measure. In the past, Wake Schools has been criticized for reporting these incidents as timeouts instead. So that committee, they're going to meet here again today around 3 o'clock this afternoon. Laura Levine, WREL News, we're live in Cary.
Friday's the deadline to reach a deal to avoid a partial government shutdown. Capitol Building is where the action will take place. You see that live view of it there. Folks in the White House, interested onlookers as well. Confident they can reach a deal before the deadline. Amy Kiley explains the solution they are leaning towards.
It's pretty safe to say we all agree we need to avoid a government shutdown.
That's why House Speaker Mike Johnson's office says he's now open to a continuing resolution. The plan has two stages. The four government agencies that could close after Friday would get another week of funding. They include the Departments of Transportation, Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, and Housing and Urban Development. The funding deadline for everything else would be March 22nd.
They've had months to do this stuff. I mean, my patience has run out.
Some lawmakers in Johnson's own party object to another stopgap measure. Others think it's better than repeated rushes to avoid shutdowns. Senator Rick Scott of Florida says he wants time to read and debate a full spending plan.
And the only way out of this is a CR through the end of the year and then start the budget process for next year.
After a meeting with President Joe Biden yesterday, top congressional leaders say they're getting closer to a long-term budget. It consists of four spending bills. This is the first day the House hypothetically could vote on that legislation since representatives are back from a recess. But negotiators aren't ready to release the final text.
This will go down in history as the least productive, the absolute least productive Congress in the history of the United States of America.
It was Amy Kiley reporting. The first wave of government departments will run out of money Friday, and the rest would shut down a week later if no deal is reached.
Rapidly spreading wildfires are threatening towns in the Texas panhandle. Coming up, a look at the devastation and destruction that's forcing residents to evacuate.
Plus, Netflix taking center stage on Broadway. Coming up, the streaming giant's new venture that based on Putin's leadership.
And it is a WRL weather alert day. Several things happening. One, we have a wind advisory that begins at 10 a.m. for our eastern counties. This evening, we'll see a line of heavy rain and strong winds that rolls through. And then temperatures will drop dramatically overnight. I'll walk you through it all.
Welcome back. 8:14 on your Wednesday morning. This is a live look over a very cloudy Wilson. You can see the whirligigs going there, too. It's going to be a very windy day for most of us. Meteorologist Elizabeth Garner tracking that and all the rain we're going to see on this WRL weather alert day.
A lot of things going on today. The winds are starting to pick up already. We're looking at the potential for an isolated shower this morning, mainly up near the Virginia line. But this morning, for the most part, it's going to be fairly quiet. We hit lunchtime and the wind's really going to start to pick up. We're seeing some gusts right now. Up to 25 or 30 miles per hour, but we're going to bump it to 35 to 45 this afternoon, and we'll have a band of heavy rain that moves in during the evening. Once that moves by, along with our cold front, our temperatures are going to take a big dive overnight tonight. Here's where the front is right now. It's still way back here across parts of Tennessee. The red shaded area is a tornado watch, and all those yellow boxes popping up are severe thunderstorm warnings, and all of that has been up to our north. At this point, it looks like the bulk of the severe storms would stay to our north, but we'll watch that closely. That tornado watch, you know, kind of coming down to almost to the Virginia line. But for the most part, we'll just see a quick moving line of rain and windy conditions that comes through this evening. But ahead of that, it's still going to be breezy. So there is a wind advisory in effect for our eastern counties starting at 10 a.m. Our western counties, 35 mile per hour gusts. That includes the triangle. And this is a look at what some of the wind gusts could look like early in the afternoon. 43 Rocky Mount, 39 Goldsboro, 37 Clinton, 37 Southern Pines, maybe 41 in Roxboro. So definitely it will feel windy as we get through the afternoon. But those winds are not likely to cause widespread power outages. Isolated power outages certainly are a possibility. Right now, we don't have any rain in the viewing area, but there's been some rain around the area, especially up near the Virginia line. As we get through the next few hours, we'll likely stay fairly dry. But we'll pause it here at 5 o'clock. That's when that first bit of rain is likely to start to move in. It's a narrow line, but along that narrow line, the winds will be strong and the rain will be heavy. And there may be some thunder and lightning along with this. In order for any of this to be severe, the winds would have to be gusting up to 58 miles per hour. That's unlikely, but, you know, we'll be close at 45, you know, 47 miles per hour. At 6 o'clock, South Hill, Durham, Raleigh, South Hill will be in the line of it by 7 o'clock, looking at Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, Smithfield, Fayetteville. And then gradually by 8 or 9 o'clock, it starts to pull away. We'll see an isolated shower behind it and then some clearing overnight with temperatures turning much colder. You can tell it's breezy here down Fayetteville Street. Fayetteville Street tends to focus the wind in between the buildings, so it gets to be extra windy. So if you're going to be downtown today, you may have to deal with that. The next thing that we have to deal with is some rain Friday night into Saturday. And the models have been pretty consistent for the last couple of days with some rain overnight Friday night and then some gradual clearing from the south to the north as we get into the afternoon on Saturday. As we get into tomorrow, we'll have some of the high-resolution models be able to look a little closer at Saturday. Sunday looking like maybe an isolated shower, too. So a bit of an unsettled but a nice mild weekend. How much rainfall? Today, it's likely to be a quarter to half an inch. And we'll add maybe another quarter of an inch to that on Friday night and Saturday. Of course, 90% chance of that line today. Some scattered rain for parts of the viewing area for the first half of the day on Saturday. On Sunday, we'll be a little drier. Monday and Tuesday are nice and mild. Tuesday is looking great. Partly cloudy, 73, Brian.
It is 8:18 right now. Still watching these delays on 401 northbound, leaving Fuquay Varina, heading up toward Garner. There's a crash right around Garner Station Boulevard. They're blocking some lanes on the northbound side of 401 or Fayetteville Road. The delays begin just beyond the 1010 Road intersection up toward the Old Stage Road area and just beyond. Latest update from the sensors now indicating that's about a 30-minute delay on 401 northbound from Fuquay Varina to Garner. I just checked the sensor readings along Lake Wheeler Road. You can save probably 2 or 3 minutes if you use Lake Wheeler as an alternate route, so you're not saving much time, but it may feel a little better as opposed to getting stuck in that stop-and-roll traffic because of that crash. Some of the other problems that we're following in the Triangle, some good news up on the northern side of Rollsville. That earlier crash at 401 at Highway 96 has cleared in the past few minutes. Traffic's flowing freely through there. A little bit of a delay on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound between South Saunders Street heading out toward Gorman Street. Still watching some delays on the northbound side of 147 heading away from 885 into downtown Durham. Doesn't look like this is a crash, but instead a lot of that traffic that was backed up because of an earlier crash on 885 now is just working its way into downtown. So expect a little bit of a slowdown from right there at the 147-885 split out to the Alston Avenue area, and then it clears up nicely heading into downtown Durham.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, we continue to follow that breaking news out of the Vatican this morning. In our last hour, we told you that Pope Francis was taken to the hospital. This is a picture of his meeting this morning. He had his weekly general audience there at the Vatican. He was there, but he's been under the weather lately, suffering from flu-like symptoms. And of course, he was taken to the hospital. And just a short time ago, the Holy See press office issued a statement saying the Pope was taken to Jamili Hospital after his general audience, where he underwent some diagnostic tests. Following those diagnostic tests, he was driven back to the Vatican. Of course, the pontiff is 87 years old and has been dealing with a lot of health issues as of late. He's already canceled several trips that were coming up, but we'll keep monitoring this story for any new information.
Hunter Biden will be in Washington today for a closed-door deposition as part of the impeachment inquiry into his father. Sources familiar with the talks say that Hunter Biden agreed to the deposition after a Republican conceded that it would not be filmed and a transcript would be released quickly to avoid leaks. Two congressional committees are leading the inquiry against President Joe Biden. It is heavily focused on Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings. So far, it's failed to find any evidence that President Biden was involved.
Primary progressive aphasia isn't a type of dementia often talked about, but media star Wendy Williams' recent diagnosis is bringing it into mainstream conversations. A team of researchers at UNC announced a groundbreaking discovery about the way the protein in the brain that causes Alzheimer's grows. The hope is that further studies can reveal a way to break down the plaque on the brain and reverse the effects of Alzheimer's. Carter and Kate Grine of Moore County are hopeful there will be more breakthroughs in research. Carter's 59. He was diagnosed 15 months ago with Alzheimer's and primary progressive aphasia in its early stages.
I would read about 4 or 5 paragraphs and then I'm done. And it doesn't come back.
Grine's early diagnosis made him a prime candidate for lecanemab, the only drug on the market that slows the progression of Alzheimer's rather than only targeting symptoms.
An investigation is underway after two planes collided on a runway in Orlando. This happened yesterday at the Orlando-Sanford International Airport. Fire officials say an unoccupied plane was hit by a plane that was landing with 3 people on board. One of the 3 people on board the landing plane was taken to the hospital. The runway was closed for hours while officials investigated.
Wildfires in Texas continue to burn. This is a live look right now in the Texas Panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek wildfire is what it's called there. It's forcing widespread evacuations, threatening towns. And it includes a facility that handles nuclear weapons, that company reporting those weapons are safe and secure. Also evacuated hospitals and assisted living centers in communities like Hutchinson County, Gray County, and a big concern this morning, Amarillo, Texas, in Potter County. The governor issued a disaster declaration there. It's not just the Smokehouse Creek wildfire, but several others are burning nearby, jumping highways there. You can see the wind. There's nothing to stop it there. All fueled by the winds and dry, hot conditions, making it very difficult for firefighters to get the upper hand. Several homes and businesses have been destroyed. And this is, again, that live look right there. Burning right now. No word yet on what has ignited these wildfires. They started 2 days ago.
Netflix is co-producing a new project, not a TV show, but a Broadway show. The new play called Patriots is written by Peter Morgan. He's the creator of the hit Netflix series The Crown. Patriots is about Russia under Vladimir Putin's leadership. A Netflix spokeswoman says Netflix is also in the early stages of developing the screen adaptation of the story. Patriots opens on Broadway in April at the Ethel Barrymore Theater in New York City. We'll be right back.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL weather alert day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Time now is 8:26 on your Wednesday. I'm Michelle McConaughey. It is a WRAL weather alert day. We're expecting a lot of rain and wind. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us the wind advisory that'll take effect at 10 o'clock.
And it just was updated from the National Weather Service. They've added Wake County, Harnett County, Cumberland County to this. So part of the Triangle area now added to the wind advisory, where winds will be gusting up to 45 miles per hour. We take a look at our impacts. It's going to be a windy day today, and we're going to have a line of rain that comes through during the evening. Again, that wind advisory kicks in at about 10 o'clock. We're already seeing some winds gusting anywhere from 15 to almost 30 miles per hour, but that will increase as we get through the day. Our precipitation is over for the moment, but of course this evening, starting at around 5 or 6, ending around 9 or 10, we'll see some heavy rain and windy conditions. Brian?
Elizabeth, I'm tracking some big delays on 401 northbound, leaving Fuquay Varina heading into Garner. There's a crash right around Garner Station Boulevard there on that northbound side, and you can see the heavy delays beginning just beyond the 1010 road intersection through Old Stage Road. Right now we're measuring about a 25 to 30 minute delay on that northbound side of 401. You might save a little bit of time using Lake Wheeler Road, but not very much time. So just be prepared for a slow ride out of southern Wake County this morning. All new, look out for a crash in Knightdale on Smithfield Road at Silvercrest Lane. Heavy northbound delays from Pool Road.
Thanks, Brian. Two men are hurt after a shooting on North Elizabeth Street in Durham. Police responded shortly after midnight. Two men were taken to the hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Durham police are still working to make an arrest. Next on Fox 50, how students are disciplined in Wake County schools is up for discussion today. And up next on Today, Golden Globe winner Robin Wright.
The National Weather Service just expanded our wind advisory west. It now includes Wake County and some other counties in the central part of our viewing area. I'll show you what to expect as we get through the day.
Two people are hurt after they were shot in Durham. We have an update from the WRL Breaking News Tracker on the scene.
Plus, after an eight-hour standoff in a Fayetteville neighborhood, two people have been arrested. What we know this morning about why police were trying to get them out of that home.
How students are disciplined in Wake County public schools will be under review today. Just ahead, I'll break down exactly how many incidents of students being secluded or restrained have happened so far this year.
A lot happening on your Wednesday morning on this WRAL Weather Alert Day as well. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here. Things are in motion. We've been talking about this WRAL Weather Alert Day and thought that maybe the bulk of it would happen later. But Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now, things are changing, right?
They are, yeah. We're looking at the potential for the winds to be pretty strong this afternoon, up to around 45 miles per hour. But severe wind would be 58 miles per hour. And we're definitely seeing severe thunderstorms up in up on the northern end of this front. We are less likely to see that on our end of this front as it comes on through. But we do have a wind advisory that's in effect. And, of course, as I mentioned, it was just updated. So we'll take another close look at that. 35 to 45 mile per hour wind gusts this afternoon. And then between 5 and 10, a fast moving line of heavy rain, isolated thunderstorms and windy conditions will cross our viewing area. Here's a look at that updated wind advisory. It now includes Wake County, Harnett County and Cumberland County. So those were added to the advisory. This is where we can see winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour. The winds are coming out of the south today, making it pretty warm. And the winds have really started to pick up in the last hour to 2 hours. The wind gusts are on the right, so we're gusting to 29 in Southern Pines and in Rocky Mount, gusting to 25 in Raleigh, Durham, and Roxboro, and 28 in Fayetteville. So it is definitely a breezy start this morning. We had a little light rain this morning. That has shifted northward. It wouldn't be out of the question to see a sprinkle at some point this morning, but we're pretty dry out there right now. And the bulk of the rain that we'll end up seeing comes with this line, which will be much later on today. We'll pause it there at 6:15, and we're seeing that from, say, South Hill to Durham, Raleigh, and Southern Pines. It moves quickly to the east by 7:30, Rocky Mount, Wilson, Goldsboro, Clinton, Fayetteville, and then it moves on out. We'll finally see the back edge of this moving through after midnight, and that's when the cold air will start to move in. But it's definitely going to be a warm day for us. We have steady winds at 18 here in Durham. 63 degrees is our current temperature, and we're looking at low to mid-60s as folks are stepping out the door. We climb on up into the mid-70s for this afternoon, but tomorrow will feel much colder, much more like February and March. I'll show you that coming up, Brian.
All right, it is now 8:33. We're watching some heavy delays this morning on 401 northbound, heading away from Fuquay Varina into Garner. There's a crash just north of Pine Winds Drive, not too far from Purser Drive in that area. And those heavy northbound delays began just beyond the 1010 Road interchange, heading on up toward Old Stage Road. Overall, right now, our sensors are measuring delays around 20 to 25 minutes. If you're coming in from Fuquay Varina, you might consider using Lake Wheeler Road, but taking a look at the sensor readings there on that northbound side of Lake Wheeler, you're not going to save very much time. It may feel a little better, but in terms of actual time saved, not that great of an option. Just need to plan on plenty of extra time making that ride out of Fuquay up toward Garner and Raleigh. I am watching a crash now on the south side of Knightdale on Smithfield Road at Silvercrest Lane. That is north of Pool Road. We are seeing some heavy northbound delays on Smithfield Road heading up toward the Pool Road intersection and just beyond. By the time you get to 87, it's cleared. But there in the southeastern side of Wake County or far eastern Wake County, it looks like you're going to run into some pretty big backups. And just in, a report of a crash in western Johnston County on the 70 bypass westbound, leaving Wilson's Mills heading back toward Clayton just before you get to that 70 business interchange. You can see some pretty heavy delays there, beginning well before Strickland Road all the way out toward that 70 business interchange. So need to allow some extra time on that westbound side. Taking a look at the major approaches into Durham, no big delays right now, but we're still looking at some backups on northbound 885 between I-40 and the 147 split.
Thanks, Brian. Still following breaking news. Two men are seriously hurt after an early morning shooting in Durham, and now police are looking to make an arrest out of this. This all happened on North Elizabeth Street. Brett Neese was there in the WRL breaking news tracker as police investigated for the entire night.
This is now a several hours long investigation here at the scene. It all happened just after midnight at that home behind me on Elizabeth Street, and police have been here ever since. Since about 5:30, forensics units have been here collecting evidence. This is video from the WRL breaking news tracker showing you what the scene looked like shortly after the shooting took place. There were a few evidence markers that were picked up across the street, and investigators have been in and out of the home. So it's not clear whether or not the shooting happened outside or inside. We're working to clear up that part of the story. Police tell us the two men that were shot here have serious injuries, but they are expected to recover. I'm also asking whether or not police know of any suspects. In Durham, Brett Neese, WRL News.
And more breaking news this morning. Earlier this morning, Raleigh police announced an arrest in a deadly weekend shooting on Rock Quarry Road. Just before 1:30 this morning, police announced the arrest of 29-year-old Montavious Montgomery. He is charged with murder and possession of a firearm by a felon. Police say the victim, 28-year-old Stephen Jones, walked into the Dollar General on Rock Quarry Road just after 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon with a gunshot wound. He was taken to a hospital with serious injuries and later died.
A police standoff that blocked a neighborhood for hours ended around 12:30 this morning, with Fayetteville police saying two people were arrested. Officers blocked off Previs Drive near Cumberland Road for more than 8 hours. That standoff started when a man wanted for a string of robberies barricaded himself inside a home. A woman was also inside the home. Negotiators spent hours trying to get the people to come out of the house. Police say both were arrested and taken to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center to be evaluated.
The hearing for a death row inmate appealing his conviction enters its third day today. 37-year-old Hassan Bakot is trying to prove race played a role in his 2009 murder conviction. Yesterday, a Michigan State University law professor who has researched jury selections took the stand. She said she believes race was a statistically significant factor in cases tried by Gregory Butler. Butler was the prosecutor on the case when Bakot was convicted. The hearing is expected to last 3 weeks. You can watch the proceedings each day live on WREL.com.
Former President Donald Trump is celebrating another big primary election win, this time in Michigan. And Trump easily beat challenger Nikki Haley, getting more than 68% of the vote to Haley's 26%. President Joe Biden won the Democratic primary, but number one could be a bad sign for him because more than 13% of Democrats in Michigan voted uncommitted, and that equaled about 100,000 votes, a sign that they do not support Biden's reelection campaign. This was the last major vote before next week's Super Tuesday primaries in 15 states, including here in North Carolina. After Michigan was called for Trump, the state's Republican Party chair referred to him as the presumptive nominee. Meanwhile, a grassroots effort in the Democratic primary cast the uncommitted votes in protest of Biden's handling of the war in Gaza.
Wake County Public Schools is reviewing data over how it disciplines its students. This comes after the district was sued for the way a student was treated in the past. A school committee will look at incidents where students are restrained or secluded. As WREL's Laura Levine explains, hundreds of situations like this happen each year.
School leaders will meet here this afternoon with the Student Achievement Committee, and they're going to take a closer look at these incidents of seclusion and restraint in Wake County schools. I can tell you, looking at that presentation, there's been so far this year 864 incidents against 240 students. That's the latest data through December. Now, Wake has been sued over how it secludes students in the past and has been ordered to report the incidents accurately. In August, the school district was ordered to pay $450,000 and to make some changes after a disabled child was placed in a closet more than 20 times. This is the first time since that lawsuit that the board will be discussing this in open session. Under state law, students are allowed to be restrained or secluded to prevent injury, fighting, or property destruction, but only as a last resort. Schools cannot use restraint or seclusion merely as a disciplinary measure. In the past, Wake Schools has been criticized for reporting these incidents as timeouts instead. The Student Achievement Committee, again, will meet here with school leaders beginning at 3 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News in Cary.
This morning, police are still looking for this couple. They are accused of abducting their newborn baby, leading to a statewide Amber Alert. 911 calls show Destiny Cothran and Justin Brown took off with their son, Jackson. That was after the Department of Social Services threatened to take the child. The baby was handed over to authorities near a Big Lots store in Durham Monday night. It's near the area where the couple's car was found. And we know Brown and Cothran both have been in trouble with the law before and currently have outstanding warrants. Mega Millions jackpot is growing again. No one won the big prize in last night's drawing, so Friday's jackpot is now worth $607 million. Winning numbers, 6, 18, 26, 27, 49. The Mega Ball is 4. Mega Plier is 3. Tonight's Powerball, that is growing as well. An estimated $412 million. You can watch it on WREL right before our 11 o'clock news.
Well, children of all abilities will be able to have fun at a brand new playground in Wake Forest. Coming up, WREL's Kathy Hanrahan takes us behind the scenes of an inclusive playground that opens this weekend.
And an important recall to tell you about, why an inspection of a facility in India led to a recall of eye medicine here in America. And we give you this live look right now. Roxborough, look at the flags blowing in Roxborough. A WREL weather alert day, risk of high winds, some isolated storms. And they're moving in with that wind advisory into Wake County in just a little over an hour. Elizabeth Gardner tells us when the wind will die down. 8:44 is the time right now as we welcome you back. Good morning, Goldsboro. That camera always good for a little shimmy shake when there is some wind out there. You see it right now as you watch WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. And that is part of our WRL severe weather risk for today, certainly. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center, and that wind advisory moving in a little earlier.
We have a brand new level one risk for severe storms across the area just dropped a few minutes ago. So we have the potential for winds to gust up to 58 miles per hour, some damaging winds, some heavy rain. The timeline is the same. We're still looking at 5 to around 9 p.m. starting in our western counties and sliding eastward. So it is a WRL weather alert day. We're looking at strong winds even before the line of thunderstorms comes through. Our wind advisory goes into effect just shortly at about a little over an hour or so. Of course, we'll have rain and the potential for strong thunderstorms with this line that comes through this evening, and then a big drop in our temperature overnight tonight. Let's take a look at rain with this. There has been a lot of severe weather along the northern end of this. You can see the yellow boxes popping up. Those are all severe thunderstorm warnings, which means they're strong, potentially damaging winds. The red shaded area is a tornado watch. I haven't seen any tornado warnings pop up, but a lot of severe thunderstorm warnings this morning. So as this front continues to push eastward, we'll have the potential for some of those severe thunderstorms as well. We're taking a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. We had some showers early this morning, but there's no rain over us right now. Futurecast shows the potential for a sprinkle between now and lunchtime, but for the most part, we'll end up being dry. And it's this line here that will bring us any problems if we see them today. Looking at 5 o'clock just to our west by 6:30, it's moving through the middle of the viewing area from just east of South Hill through Raleigh, Southern Pines. And then by 7:30, you say Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, Clinton, Fayetteville, and then it moves on by. So it's not going to sit over one spot for very long, but when it comes over you, it'll be raining heavily and we'll see some strong winds have the potential to knock down some trees. It all moves out as we get into the overnight period and we'll start to see much colder temperatures arriving. Just a little while ago, the National Weather Service expanded the wind advisory as well. So now that includes Raleigh through Fayetteville and eastward with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Our western counties gusting up to 35. It is blustery already. The gusts are in the white box here on the right, so we're gusting to almost 30 in Southern Pines and Rocky Mount, 25 in Durham and Raleigh, 26 in Roxboro. These winds all coming out of the south and maybe fairly strong even well before we see the line of thunderstorms, even by lunchtime, looking at 35 to 40 mile per hour winds potentially across our area. This is a live look at Durham right now. It is gray out there, but warm, 63 degrees. We have strong winds that are going to help to keep our temperatures warm today, looking at low to mid 60s right now, but up to 76 in Raleigh today, 73 in Durham, and 79 in Fayetteville. We're much colder behind this front back into the 50s, but it's milder over the weekend back into the mid to upper 60s. But that's when we'll see another system that comes through that brings us some scattered showers Friday night into the first half of Saturday. If you have weekend plans, keep checking back for more updates.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center as we deal with windy conditions. Check on what's happening in upstate New York. Record warm temperatures. This is new video into our newsroom from Rochester. The weather was so warm yesterday, it smashed a record set back in 2000 at 66 degrees. It got up to 73 degrees yesterday. People in the park just hanging out. Another record high of 64 today, set back in 2018. That record could fall today with the temperature highs expected in the mid to upper 60s. These temperatures tied Rochester's all-time record high for the month of February, set back in 1997.
That'll melt some snow, Ken. Thanks. Wake County is asking for your help to make the community better prepared for emergencies. Today, there'll be a public meeting for people to give their input on updates to the hazard mitigation plan. The idea is to make the county less vulnerable to natural disasters like hurricanes, thunderstorms, tornadoes, wildfires, and snowstorms. Today's meeting is happening from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Lions Park Community Center on Dennis Avenue in Raleigh.
Our teacher of the week has spent almost a quarter century of working with people who have disabilities. WRL's Brian Trader takes us to a Johnston County classroom where a teacher is working hard to make sure her students are included.
He's going to be the winner of the game.
Amanda Johnson's journey to becoming a life skills teacher is a personal one.
I have a sibling who is disabled from a car accident. That's hard. And that's where my passion came from and my drive to work with students with disabilities.
For 7 years, Johnson has been teaching here at Cleveland High School in Johnston County. Now, here's how the Life Skills program works. Students can enter at 14 and stay until they're 22, learning skills they need to be employed. Johnson also helped start the school's unified sports program through Special Olympics. It brings together about 100 students with and without disabilities to participate in sports.
They get that exposure of what it's like to be a part of a team and to be recognized, to have your name called over the intercom every day.
Ms. Johnson? Hey, you're WREL's Teacher of the Week.
Wow!
Let's clap our
hands. A parent nominated Johnson, saying that she had a tremendous effect on her child's life.
These are tears of joy, because I think a lot of times, even within our own school, people don't know what's going on in here. Where's my heart?
In Cleveland, I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
Oh, she is wonderful. And if you'd like to nominate another wonderful teacher, go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
Check your medicine cabinet. An eye ointment is being recalled. The FDA says 4 ointments are recalled after inspectors found unsanitary conditions at a facility in India where the products are made. The recalled eye products were sold at Walmart and CVS under the brands Equate, CVS Health, and AACE Pharmaceuticals. The expiration dates range from February 2024 to September 25. The FDA says customers should stop using the products and return them. There have been no reports so far of any incidents related to the products.
TikTok is removing more music amid an ongoing dispute with Universal Music Group. The two companies are clashing over royalty payments. TikTok began muting songs from artists signed to the label after a licensing deal between the two expired at the end of January. Now the social media platform says it's also removing content from UMG's songwriters. It estimates up to 30% of popular songs could be affected.
A new inclusive playground will open this weekend in Wake Forest. WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan has a sneak peek in today's WRL Family segment.
3 years ago, Wake Forest town leaders began working on plans for a new playground.
We learned during COVID that we did have a need for a park that was more inclusive than the playgrounds that we currently have. Building something that would be very unique, that would be different, that would cater to the needs of citizens that would have some disabilities and other limitations.
Ground broke on the $1.5 million playground last summer. It will open to the public this weekend. It features double-wide ramps to accommodate wheelchairs and a variety of equipment that can be used by children of all abilities.
There's all throughout this playground, you will find accessible equipment. So I know a lot of playgrounds may have just one accessible piece, but all throughout this playground, it has been integral in the design and creation of this play structure to make sure that there is accessibility, that there's access and promotion of inclusive play. Right here behind me is one of our accessible slides, so the ramping on the playground will allow you to go fully up, and your care provider, parent, can assist the individual to be able to utilize the slide behind me.
There is also a focus on communication, with some signage featuring sign language and others Spanish. The playground is also geared toward sensory play.
So there is a music element here that has a xylophone, drums, all sorts of musical elements, as well as a light fixture hanging above it that allows the sun to peek through, that allows you to also engage your visual senses.
The playground will open to the public Saturday at 7 a.m. Kathy Hanrahan, WRAL News.
A Holding Park inclusive playground was funded by a federal grant. It'll be open 7 days a week. It is free to go there. If you have a legal question, you can get it answered for free this week. Five on Your Side is partnering with the North Carolina Bar Foundation for Lawyers on Call. Just call in this Friday to talk to a licensed lawyer absolutely free. It's a public service, completely anonymous, designed to connect you with free legal information.
And before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We will get another check on your weather and traffic next on this WRL Weather Alert Day.